Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear. They can handle all your outdoor needs, whether it's camping, kayaking, fishing, even grilling. If you're doing anything outdoors, stop by a Jack's store near you. Let's go to the phones. And joining us from one of my favorite lakes to fish in the western United States, and that's Navajo Reservoir, is Rob Carter. Good morning, Rob.
How are you doing, Terry?
I'm doing great. And you have just a tremendous lake and fishery there. In fact, before we even start about what goes on there, why don't you tell people where it's located and describe Navajo Reservoir?
Well, Navajo, we are between Pagosa Springs and Durango, a little bit south, so we're about equal distance from both towns. Navajo is a large lake, actually. It's about 30 or 31 miles long. It's got a lot of little nooks and crannies and coves that people can get into. And even though it can seem crowded at the boat ramp, sometimes once you get out on the lake, there's plenty of water and plenty of spaces, and you know, you can just get away. And it's a lake that serves many purposes, both not only great fishing, but get wakeboarding, we get sailboats, we've got houseboats, so it's a very great recreational area.
In fact, it's kind of referred to as a smaller version of Lake Powell, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is.
It's that canyon type
park as well, too. Have 147 campsites. And you know, the first three cabins as well, too.
Oh, yeah, and there's lots of opportunities. The first thing people are going to ask is, what are the water levels like right now? We know the snowpack wasn't tremendous in that part of the state. How are you doing?
We are at 60-41 right now. We're 60-85 is full pool. The lake has come up about 8 feet in the last month, and it still seems to be rising. You know, historically, I'd say it rises till about the middle of June, then it tapers off and then slowly starts to go down. Our boat ramp is open, A&S station's open, marina store is open, visitor center. So right now there's really not any issues as far as launching. We've got all five lanes to the boat ramp open. That may change as water level goes down later in the fall, but right now we are sitting at a very good level.
Now, you mentioned you have a lot of camping there. Is that all on a reservation system?
Yes, it is. To make reservations, and people can make reservations 24/7. They go to CPW, like for Colorado Parks and Wildlife, shop.com, or they can call a toll-free number, which is 1-800-244-5613.
And are you pretty booked up? Do you have to make them pretty far in advance, or can you get sometimes short lead time reservations?
You know, especially weekends and holidays, we are pretty booked up, Terry. But there's, you know, occasionally sites that are available on a short term or short notice.
And, of course, with all the boating activities and the fishing, which we're going to talk about in a minute, people also need to know that a good portion of the lake is in New Mexico, even though you can launch in Colorado. So if you're going to fish, you need a license for both places, right?
That is correct. And really, 90% of the lake is in New Mexico. So I would encourage people to definitely get their licenses in advance. And for New Mexico licenses, they can be purchased online at the New Mexico Game and Fish website. Of course, Colorado licenses can be purchased here at our visitor center as well.
All right. Now let's talk about fishing. I know that people come to Navajo to do everything. They do boating, they do wakeboarding, they do party boating, they do paddle boarding. And you said it's a large, large lake. You can spread out. In fact, I did a video down there, a television. It's on my YouTube channel, The Best of Fishing with Terry Wickstrom. And I don't know that we hardly saw another boat once we left the boat landing. We were out in the lake, and we were fishing, and we caught some tremendous fish. What's going on with the fishing right now?
Right now, people seem to be doing very well with the smallmouth bass, largemouth bass, and the northern pike. The crappie season seems to have tapered off a little bit as we're getting the warmer water. But, you know, when I talk smallmouth bass, you know, they can be all the way up to the 4 or 5 pound range, and pike can be up to the 4 foot range.
Well, I've caught both. First, I caught numbers of pike. When on my pike fishing there, I didn't catch any huge ones, but I caught just good, fat, healthy, and a lot of them. I caught some smallmouth that were pushing 4 or 5 pounds down there. In fact, the previous Colorado state record came from Navajo. It's been since been broken. And every now and then you get a pretty big trout too, don't you?
We do. I had a fellow this spring come in, and I talked to him at the boat ramp and said, "How was your fishing?" He said, "Well, I only caught one." And he pulled up his phone and showed me a picture of it. It was a female brown trout that he weighed. It was 12 pounds.
Wow, that's beautiful. And it's just a beautiful place to go and fish, and you can use different styles. And if you don't have a boat, but you want to go down there and camp and you want to experience the lake, you have some pontoon rentals. Is that right?
We do. We have 5 pontoon boats that we rent. We have 4 20-foot pontoons that are set up for fishing with a live well. And then we have a 30-foot boat that is very nice. It's a double-decker boat, has a slide and a bathroom on it. That's more for a recreation group rather than fishing. But you can fish off of it as well, too.
All right. Well, Rob, if people want more information, how do they get a hold of you down there at the marina or the park?
They can either go to the CPW website and click on Navajo State Park, or they can definitely give us a phone call at 970-883-2628, which is 883-BOAT. So it's very easy to remember.
And I'll tell you what, folks, this is a place worth going to. I just enjoy fishing this so much. You will have the time of your life. You'll catch some fish. And not only do we talk, there's catfish in there. There's down in the southern end of the lake, there's some kokanee. There's other species. I caught a huge carp in there, and there's just, it's just a great place to fish. But the pike and the bass fishing is just phenomenal there. Rob, thank you so much for joining us. I hope a lot of people get down and enjoy that, because it's such a great body of water.
It is. Well, Terry, I appreciate it, and you have a great weekend.
We will. Thanks. That's Rob Carter from Navajo. And I tell you what, we talked about Glendale Reservoir in Wyoming. We talked about Navajo, and we talked about Boyd and some of the Colorado lakes already today. Every one of the lakes we talked about and every one of the techniques we talked about, there is, on that exact body of water, there is something on my YouTube channel, Best of Fishing with Terry Wickstrom, on those exact lakes, doing those exact techniques. So if you want some great information, go to our YouTube channel. It's set up, you know, we did 2 shows. We did our travel show, which was Angling Adventures, and we did Mountain States Fishing. And have even a number of the travel shows were filmed right here in your backyard. So there's 100, maybe 150 episodes up there. I'll bet half of them have Colorado contacts in them. So take a look at that. We're going to take a time out. When we come back, our good friend Austin Parr is going to join us here on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, presented by Jack's Outdoor Gear on 104.3 The Fan.